I want to continue with you discussing minhagim that we do at a chasna. Okay, again, this is Parsh Chayesara. In Parsh Chayesara, we learn about all of the secrets of Shidduchim. May Hashem yotza hadavar. Easier to believe, easier to read it than to believe it. May Hashem yotza hadavar. Okay, la'uchal asois daber davar, may Hashem yotza hadavar. So let's discuss today a minog, which I'm not so sure. Let's think about it. Do we do this today? How does it work today? Chasson is on the left. Yeah, we do this today. Where does the kala stand? On the left or the right? So today, chasna, all the chasnas I've been at, so the chasson is standing, is facing the oilam, and he's on the left, and the kala is to his right. To his right. Is there... Right of the chasson. The chasson's right. The chasson is on the right side of the chasson. Okay, you're giving the kala chashivas. You would think that, you know, who's more chashiv? The boy or the girl? So the kala stands on the right side. Remember, they go to the chasna. The men are always sitting on the right side, and the women are on the left side. And the chasna kala facing the oilam at the time of kiddushin. So the chasna, when he's facing the oilam, he is on the left, and to the chasna's right is the kala. Okay. So is there such a makar? Is there a makar that it should be done precisely in this manner? So the answer is yes. The answer this comes from the rokeach. Okay, Rav Chol will attest to the holiness and sanctity of the Rokeach. Rav Chol is the big chosid and talmud of the Rokeach. He studies Rokeach every Shabbos. And the Rokeach says, V'emdin ha-kal li'min ha-choson, smach is nitziva shegel li'minecha. It's a pasuk in Tehillim, Mizmar Memhe. The shegel is the queen. The queen shall stand on your right side. And the last letters of the word nitzvah, what's the last letter of nitzvah? Is hey. The last letter of shegel, shegel is the queen, is a lamed. The last letter of liminecha is chaf. Backwards, chaf lamed hey is kala. The kala stands on the right side.
What pasuk in
Chayesara
is that on?
What pasuk? What? Oh, where is this? This is... The Sifra is Simon Shindun Gimel, it says. Rabbeinu Elozer Rokeach. Maybe it's not a Rokeach. Maybe it's a different Rokeach. I'm sorry.
No, that's his name.
Elozer Rokeach Migar Miza Zal. The Sifra Simon Shindun Gimel. That's all it says here. Simon Shindun Gimel Shakas Lamida Kal Limin. Now he's not the only one. The Shla also writes, the Shla actually writes that I don't know if they do this there. I never really paid attention. When you go to Chasna, today became a minute, they give out, at least to the women, the men they don't give out to anymore because they're not interested. They give out cards to say to Hillam.
Yeah, the women get
the cards. The women get the cards. So they should better give it to the men. keep them quiet. But it says that the main mizmar you should say, check the card, next time you go there is this mizmar. Mizmar Mem Hei.
Oh, yeah?
The proper Mizmar to say under the chuppah is Mizmar Mem Hei. And Mizmar Mem Hei has in the pasuk, this pasuk, Nitzvah Shegel Liminecha. Okay, so it's something interesting to keep in mind. The kala should be on the right side. Now, what's the lumnus? He brings the idea, he also brings rice, he has different stories, different. He reads the story of one of the Gedolei of the Sfardim. He was very disturbed that his community were doing it all wrong. They were putting the kala on the left. And he said, you got it all wrong, you got to put the kala on the right side. Now what's, now, okay, for third. Now, then he brings another raya, this is a very interesting raya from the Sefer Mehari Margolios Zatzal. Rabbi Yehuda Margolios, who is he? He wrote a Sefer on Chalitza. And this Sefer on Chalitza appears, I'm unfamiliar with any of this, is a classic, and is the aleph base for the laws of Chalitza, and the Ramah, in Darkei Moshe, Rambam wrote two sefer. He wrote the Hagos Haramon. He wrote a sefer in Darkei Moshe. He quotes extensively from this sefer to teach us, to tell you the procedure of chalitza. Now, it doesn't explain why, but he writes here, the Mehari Margolios says that in the chalitza, when you do chalitza, the yavama should stand on the right. The yavam is on the left, and the yavam is on the right. And And he explains, because before, and he goes to the Lomas, that before you do Chalitza, the first question is, do you want to marry her? The primary mitzvah is that the Yavam should marry the Yavama. So basically, you stand them next to each other as if they're getting married. The Yavam is going to marry the Yavama, and then you ask the Yavam, do you want to marry her? And he says, no, I don't want to marry her. So then, you don't want to marry me? She takes off his shoe, she spits in front of him. But being that the procedure starts off as a marriage, isn't it amazing? The process of chalitza starts off as a marriage. You stand them next to each other like they're under a chuppah and they're about to get married, and he writes, I don't know his makar, he's just telling us this is the way it should be done. Is that... What? Yes, that's what it says. That's how he says it should be done. Yeah, you can go look online on YouTube. There are videos of chalitza. Okay, very popular to go and observe how chalitza is done. They have real chalitzas. They have make believe chalitzas. The show how it's done. But this is what he writes. I'm just telling you what it says over here. I don't know exactly how they do, but he writes over here that they should stand next to like on key there under a chuppah. The yavam is on the left. The yavam is on the right. Because the procedure is, I'll read you what it says. V'af al gaf shekol ikar hachalitza nasamach ma she'en hayav mochavit litzas yivama li'ama mikol mokan kevan shemetchila al habezin l'sho'oloi. The first thing Bezin does, they say to the Yavam, im roitze li'yabma, maybe you want to do Yibam? Machmas kach hu doime kitzas l'nesuin. Every chalitza ceremony is similar to some degree to a marriage, because there's potential that this will conclude a marriage. Utsricha hayavama la'amod miyamin, this is the Sefer Mari Margolios that the Rama quotes, li'amod miyamin kederech shakala oimedes b'shas chupasa. Uchalashoyin v'tamen hayavama li'yamin hayam kederech hakala shemeles li'yamin hachasin k'mo shenemar nitzva shegel liminecha. Utsrichin l'shol imritzanecha, if you want to do it. Very interesting concept. Now, what's the lumnus? What's the time? Yes?
No, it's
usher
to marry.
Not usher to marry. Well, we don't do it.
We don't do it,
but it's not usher.
We don't do it.
We don't do it, but the procedure has to be done according to the letter of the law.
Follow every little rule.
Yeah, it has to be done that ki'ilu, because mikra, then you can do it. If someone would do it, not mukhi, you tell them they are divorced. Sardim, they say, did it. Do they still do it? I don't know.
Yeah,
Sardim, they did it. I don't know, in today's day and age, they'd still do it. But definitely Sfaradim always did it. Ashkenazim don't do it.
This is written for?
What?
Is that what that
means? No, the Ramos writing Ashkenazim. Our Ramos writing that you don't do it. But the Ramos writing that even though you don't do it, the procedure is, technically, according to the Torah, Chalitza is a cop-out. Chalitza is a cop-out. You're supposed to do Yibam. You stand up to your responsibility. You have a responsibility to your brother to marry his almana and bring a child into this world. That's your responsibility. You don't want to do it?
Right, 1,000 years ago,
the Bible. Because why? Because surely the Lomdus is she's an erva. She's really an erva. And if you're not going to marry her l'shem shemayim, then it's not going to work. You know, people. You know, in shidduchim they tell people all the bachrim. They tell them just get married l'shem shemayim. If the girl looks good on paper, everything stims. You check off all of your requirements
just
are good.
Marriage,
you just all the requirements are there. You just get married. L'shem Shemayim. It does. You don't have to like the person. And I'm telling you from the singles that I know, where I hang out with, they all tell me there's no such thing as getting married. L'shem Shemayim. Okay. There's no such thing as getting married. You don't like the person. Everything can be on paper. It's all fine and good. But if you don't have that,
there's no chemistry.
You don't have that chemistry. It doesn't go. Okay. So Rabbi Sai. So therefore, from this you learn. From speaking to older singles, the youngsters, they don't know what they're doing. Don't tell me that someone who's 19 years old knows what they're doing. Okay. But someone, all of them don't know what they're doing either. Child, they don't know what they're doing either. But there's no such thing as getting married l'shem shemayim. The Mela, 1,000 years ago, when you go and they tell the person, here's the Yavama, she's really an erva. She's Eishasach. She's an erva. You marry her l'shem shemayim. There's no such thing. If the person's going to marry her, it's because he's marrying her because he likes her. So it's not l'shem shemayim. Not l'shem shemayim, so there's a tinge of being pagea be'achos be'eishes ochet. It's an erva. The Torah says it's mutter. Okay, the Torah says it's mutter, but it's not really, it's not in the spirit of the law. Okay, so that's why Ashkenazim have viewed Yibum as being taboo. Sfardim don't look at it like that. If the Torah says it's mutter, you don't have to be more religious than what the Torah says. Torah says it's mutter, so go right ahead. But you should know that even the Sfardim today, Ruba de Ruba, don't do it. They have adapted the Ashkenazim's approach. There are exceptions, but Ruba de Ruba, even they don't do it. Okay, now let's go further. Now listen to this. Now don't laugh. I'm gonna tell you, it's very, very funny, but it's interesting. What's the lumness of Pikabalov? Why Badafka the Kala should be on the left side? Yeah, you're gonna laugh. And I also laughed, but it seems like this is brought down almost. What? The chos is facing the crowd. That's another issue. That's another topic of discussion.
No, but if
the chosan would not be facing the crowd, let's say the chosan would be facing forward, then you would require the chosan to switch. In a chanami. There are places in shuls, specifically in shuls, I think by more modern weddings, where if you get married in a shul, there are different minhagim, where the chosan and kala face forward. And the Messiah, the Kedushin, faces the Olam. So then, I don't know what they do. Because then, if you have a crowd where the men are on the right, and women are on the left, that would require to switch the Chasan Kala. Right? That the Kala should be on the right side. Or maybe in those type of situations, they put the men on the left, and they put the women on the right. In funeral homes, where do the men sit?
On the right.
On the left. On the left.
Which way are you facing? When you walk in, the men
think a typical funeral home. You go to a funeral home, most of them are still separate seating. I'm not, however, some are mixed seating. But Ruba de Ruba, the ones that we go to, the men are on the left. So I ask you, why is it by a wedding that's always set up, the men are on the right? Right? Think about that. It's a cycle, right? So I think the answer is because I'm assuming because the chosan and kala face the olam, and we want the kala to be on the right of the chosan, which means the kala, the women's going to be on our left, so we put the women on that side as well. I'm assuming that's the reason. Is that really the reason? I don't know. But a chaylo davar, a funeral, the way funeral homes are set up is the opposite the way weddings are set up. That's an interesting point, right? Ever think about that?
Yeah.
Could I to come to share for that? I don't know. Okay, but that's another issue. But now here, listen to this lundus, you're going to laugh. What's the lundus? There is such a skula. And they write about this skula with such terms, they're shocking terms. It's a skula mufla. It's a skula, a holy skula. I don't even want to get in. It's quote all over this skula. After you break, after the kedushin is made, harayat mikudeshes, and they say all the sheva brachas, there's a fight between the chosan and kala. Who steps on who?
Oh, that's an elf.
Holding. Simoni milsa, just like on Rosh Hashanah, we're obsessed, OCD with all the simonim, because whatever you do in the night of Rosh Hashanah is going to be an omen for the next, for a simon for the next year. Whoever steps on the left foot, whoever takes their right foot, and steps on the left foot of the other, will dominate the other for the rest of their lives.
Really?
Yeah, that's a famous thing.
Okay, I'm going to read you what it says here in line. Mayor, what happened by your wedding?
That was the last time he put his foot down.
Now, here it goes. If the kala, think about it. If the kala is on your,
So you have the advantage.
You have a disadvantage. You have a disadvantage. Because now, so therefore, I'm jumping ahead. I see. I'm really getting confused. Okay, now here it goes. I'm bringing out. Let me read you the words. Now there's the problem. Ulam. All right. I already told you the kala stands on the right side, which is what we do bisman hazeh. The omam hirgish bitnila hazois of Avraham Azulai Zatzal. I don't know who this is.
Chidush grandfather.
Chidush grandfather.
Yeah, the Chesed
Avraham. Okay, Azulai b'sifre Chesed li Avraham v'ulam chugam doloy dololanu m'soydos hamechusim. He revealed secrets b'sidra midazu. He says this doesn't make any sense. It should be mamish pumfakert. It should be that the kal is on the left side, because if the kal is on the left side, that means the choson's right foot. If the kala is on my left, that means my right foot, the chosan's right foot, is adjacent to the left foot of the kala.
No.
No.
The other way around.
The other way around.
If
my right foot, yes. If the kala is on my left, and I'm still saying you,
is
on the left.
Kala is on your right.
No, on the left.
But if the kala is on your right, your right foot is right next to our left foot.
Right.
If the kala is on the right.
Yeah.
Yes. So my right, or you are right. The kala is on the right.
The left foot is near your right.
The kala is on the right. Okay, you're right. That's the reason. I'm sorry. I'm getting a little confused. Right. If the kala is on the right side, so that means the chosan's right foot is adjacent to the kala's left foot. Right. That's so it stims. It fits. Right. Therefore, the chosan, who do we want to dominate?
Well, the chosan has the advantage.
The chosan has the home team advantage. The chosan typically wants to be dominated because the isha, okay, there are no women over here. Says to yourself, she's the sitra achra, she's the nochosh. All of these things, we don't want the kala to tell you who's in charge to dominate your life, right? The man's in charge. So we want to give the man the home team advantage. The man's right foot should be adjacent to the kala's left foot. He can step on her foot and right away set the tone for the marriage for the rest of the life. Okay, now, listen to this. Listen to this. Okay, now, Meir, you can't walk out for this. This you can't go out. You can't go out for this. The ulam, the aliba de hagoyin of Shol Rosenberg Zatzal, Av Bezdin Ratzberg. I don't know this. Ratzpirat. The Sefer Chemda Shol, Av Yesh Kepeid Bedover, he disagrees. He's very disturbed with this minog that the chosan should stand on the left, the kala on the right, so that the chosan has the home team advantage. He can put his right step, his right foot on the kala. Hakpeid azos shabal tzorch liyo soiver bebeso. The soiver shloi nemar zos. This concept that the chosan should be in charge of the bais for the rest of their life. Ela bitzadikim gemurim shal yidei sirrosam through their rulership yadrichu es besam letoira uliyira. Aval, here are these his words. These are holy words. Eitzel hahamoin am, by the masses, the common man, you know, a 19-year-old boy getting married. Adarab po'omim rabois. Yitav hadover harbe. It's much, much better in life. In tashlei to'isha al habal. It would be much better for their marriage if she would be in charge. That's what he says. Ulefichach roi shel. This he probably wrote hundreds of years ago. He wrote this. Roi sheloi nase shum segula bedover hazeh. Not chas v'shalom to do this. Who says it's better that you should be in charge? Let your wife be in charge of a much better life. Ela Hashem hatoybe nevyase v'hu yoyre v'yodin l'mi nochon l'hanchel koy chashlita b'beis Hashem. Let Hashem decide who wears the pants. Let Hashem decide, and this minig is bottled. And indeed, he quoted, he goes on to quote many, many shittas that bizman hazeh adrab, we don't do this. And there are many opinions that say bizman hazeh in time of golus, Pasuk Nechah says, yemincha heishiv achor, that everything that used to be choshev in regard to the right, bizman hazeh in golus, pumfakert, the left is more choshev. In golus, there's no such thing as chashivus to the right. Yemincha, your right hand heshiv has been pushed achar to the back, and that's why many gedolei Yisrael pumfakert. They're makbid to put the kala on the left side, the chasna on the right side, the kala on the left side, to show imloy eshkach in tishkach yimini in eshkach chechi Yerushalayim. In order to remember the Chum Yerushalayim, that since Yemincha Heshev Achar, and really it should be the right, the Kala should be on the right side, to show that Bizman Azeh were living in times of Chorbin and Golas, you have to show, instead of breaking the glass, you have to taka show that the right is no longer Chashev Bizman Azeh, and the Kala should be better on the left than it is on the right. Then he says something very, very fascinating. He says over here that it used to be, years ago, when they broke the glass, the Zecher, the Chum Yerushalayim, since when do you break the glass by stepping on it? He cites here sources that the original Takana, when they would break a glass utensil in order to remind it of the Chum Yerushalayim, was to take the glass in your hand and to smash it. It's a little bit dangerous, right? A little bit dangerous today, but that's how it was done. I guess in the olden days they had different techniques. They smashed out the window, they would smash the glass with your hands. Since when did it become a minog to break the glass with your foot? And Ish Adarav, there are stories, people, they get hurt. They get hurt breaking the glass with their foot. Since when? So he writes over here something incredible. He says, you know when the minog changed? When people started abusing this minog, and they would say that right after the chuppah was over, the chassan would take his right foot and step on the kala's left foot. They said, you know what? Let's give the chassan something to busy himself with his feet. The reason why you break the glass with your foot is bedafka, to not think about taking your foot and stepping on the kala's right foot.
It gives her a chance.
What? Maybe.
As soon as he finishes putting his foot down, he'll put
some order. Unbelievable. In order not to be occupied, I'll read you what it says. You're not going to believe what it says over here. Of Yitzhak Svi Libowitz Zatzal. Av Bezdin Tishup. Besifroi Shulchan Ezer. That's a very popular sefer. Shulchan Ezer is called all over the place. A very popular sefer. Kiyesh Lamar, the Yoiseroi Shaloyu Moishlam Zelze Klal. Chas Vasholom. Eli Yudurim Shneim Ba'av of Yachl Vashol Reyes. The Hanelitz Bezeh Haminig Yishol Toyotor Shinhoigim Hashachasan. He writes over this. What he writes, Shulchan Ezer. Shachasan Shoyder Hakois Takas Achuba Bedrisas Ragli Hayamonis. The Loikimosha Hoyanoig Milifnim Lishaver Bizriko Chadayme. It used to be the minute to break the glass with your hands. You throw the glass on the floor with your hands. They did this with kavana, bichdei lehatrid, to busy regel yemino, the person's, the chosan's right foot, shel chosan, b'masa hadris ala kois, v'lo yihye regel ha-chosan ponui lidrois al regel ha-kala. So that the chosan should not have time to take his right foot and step on his kala's left foot. Very, very interesting. All right. Okay, so this is the various minhagim. Obviously, today the minig is on the right. That's the most common minig. You go to Reil Chasan, it's not in the Beis HaKnesses. It's not in the Beis HaKnesses. It's the most common. You're going to see the Kala is going to stand on the Chasan's right. That's the way it is. The Kala is going to face the Oil. The Chasan going to face the Oilam. And the Messiah, the Kedushin, faces the Chasan Kala. In the Beis HaKnesses, some have the custom where the Chasan Kala face the Pareches. You don't want to put your back to the Pareches. And the Mesadei Kedushin does not necessarily put his back to the Pareches. He's on the side. The Mesadei is on the side, so it should not be disrespectful either. He stands on the side, and he's Mesadei the Kedushin in the Beis HaKnesses. Now, some object to this even in the Beis HaKnesses, because even in the Beis HaKnesses, first of all, there's a shaila, should you do bedavka in the Beis HaKnesses? Is it a davar shabbe kedusha? Is get a marriage, is it the proper thing to have a marriage in the Beis HaKnesses? Obviously, the minig is yes, it's done all the time, but many of the paiskim are not happy, because it's a zilzul in the kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses to have a wedding.
Hassan Seifer was the one who started it, not to make it in the shul.
No, they used to make it in the chotzer. They never made it. The original place where Chasdom was named was in the Chotzer Beis HaKnesses.
Today in the Chotzer, no one ever objected. They objected to the shul.
That's why we started making catering
halls. The Chotzer is where it was always traditionally done.
It was on the shul to make it. It started with the reform.
Right, so that became a chukas ha'amim. The goyim, The goy you're making in the church. So making it in a shul is viewed by some people to be chugas for amim.
Yeah.
So no some make. I don't care that it's the goy did it. It was because the Jews were doing it.
I don't know. It seems the other way around. It seems that the wider the reform movement start doing it, because that's how they do by the goyim. Yeah. The goyim get married in the church, so the Jews start getting married in the church. So then it became something. So some do. So some. I remember hearing this.
The Pope wears a yarmulke. We don't wear a yarmulke.
I've seen.
The Pope wears a red yarmulke. The Pope wears a red yarmulke. We wear a black yarmulke. That's what one of the. That's what some. I think. Who's the president of YU? President of YU, Belkin said to the Pope once, what's the difference between our institution and your institutions? And the church, it's like the church, the yarmulke is red and you're in the black. We wear a black yarmulke, but our institutions are in the red. Okay, but let's now, however, I've heard this. I don't know if this is true, but I've heard that you cannot avoid it. Today, all the really fancy weddings happen in some beautiful, magnificent shuls. We've all been to weddings in a shul. There's no one here that didn't go to a wedding in a shul. So some have the minhag that, being that it's in a shul, in order that it should not be the chukas ha'amin, the bedafka have the chas and kal have the back to the Aron Kodesh. In other words, even though you would think that in the Beis HaKnesses, it's disrespectful. You face forward, you face the pareches, the Magen Shebe Kedusha. But that plays against chukas ha'amin, because by the goyim they face forward. They face forward, which is where the Avodah Zarah is. So to show that it should not be chukas ha'amin, when you're in the Beis HaKnesses, there is such a thing that you should bedafka in the Beis HaKnesses. Bedafka, you should face the oilam, face backwards. But in a wedding hall. And wedding hall, there are wedding halls where people face forward. They don't necessarily face backwards. And it all depends. On the party planner. Whatever the party planner tells you to do, whatever the photographer tells you to do, the caterer, the party planner. So there are makoros, but at least we should be aware that this inion of standing right, left, right has makoros both ways. Facing the Olam, not facing the Olam, has Makaris. There's another whole topic of discussion, and that is Mizrach Ma'arif. If you had, now you can't always do this. Obviously, you go to a wedding hall. I've never seen someone take out a compass, set a wedding hall, and start figuring out is the Mizrach Ma'arif. But there are a lot of Makaris. There's a lot of literature about this. Is that where should the Chas and Kalas stand? Where should they stand on the west? Should they stand on the east? So Mitzad Echa, we want to face Yerushalayim. Tidvak l'shoni l'chiki im l'es kerechi od. You have to remember Yerushalayim, so we have a custom to face Yerushalayim. So some hold that the Chosn Kala should be facing Mizrach. Some say Pumfakert. The Shechina is B'mairif. The Shechina is in the west. So the Chosn Kala should be standing on the west, with the backs to the west, facing the west, because that's where the Shechina is. Some say you don't have to follow these rules, because Chazal say Ish v'Isha Shalom b'neihem, Shechina b'neihem. You don't have to focus on the Shechina is mamash right here. The Shechina is right here. There's nothing over here that has to be done. Okay, there's another hakpad that the Mesader Kedushin should face the Chosn Kala. Because when you give the Sheva Brachos, it's a doime to Birchas Kohanim. And by Birchas Kohanim, there's Hakpada based upon the Psuk, the Hakpada that the Chosn Kala, that the Mavarech should face the one that's receiving the bracha. So any time you're giving brachas, there should be upon him. So the Mesadik, the people who make the brachas, should be facing, looking at the Chosn Kala, doime to Birchas Kohanim. When you get a Mechubi with the bracha, you're being Mekayim to some degree of Birchas Kohanim, even though you're not a Kohen. Okay, the next issue is, do you stand or sit for the brachas? Now the truth is, we Bizman has that we do the Erisin and the Nisuin together. Because we do the Erisin and the Nisuin together, we stand for everything. That's the way that's become. The Nisuin, you have to stand for the Nisuin. Why? There's a very important reason. Let's talk about first the one who makes the bracha. We'll get to the audience in a moment. That's in different than Hagim. But the one who makes the bracha, and should the one who makes the bracha and the Chosn Kala, should they be sitting or standing? So obviously today you've never gone to a wedding where they were sitting. Everyone is standing. But now why is it so? Now there's an important difference. Do you need 10 people for the wedding? So mi'ikar hadin, the erisin does not need 10 people. Mi'ikar hadin. When you say harayat mikudeshes libitabazo, kedas moshe of Yisrael, you only need witnesses, two witnesses, chasan kala, you really do not need 10 people. Mi'ikar hadin. So you don't need 10 people, there's no need to stand. Mi'ikar hadin, you can sit. The one that makes the bracha, the brachas erisin, a bar pragof, and asher kiddushan, the entire thing can be done sitting. Like a divorce, Rachman al-Hassan is done sitting. No one's getting up for a divorce. They sit in the beds and they do the whole thing sitting down, the divorce.
No, she has to stand when she accepts the gift.
She does stand? I don't think she stands.
How does he drop it in his hand? Sitting?
He puts it in her hand. He puts it in her hand. I don't think there's no standing. There's really no need. Bisman hazeh, if you just have erisin. Yes, ma'am. The time of Chazal, it was broken up into two parts. It was erisin. The man married the woman. Hareyat mikudeshes. And that was it. You go home. You're not allowed to live with her. Asa, an erusa is asa labala, like a nida. You're not allowed to live with her. You go home, and then you plan the date when you're going to move in, when you're going to have nisuin. 12 months, 6 months, different. Tkufas, how long it took. This man is, we do it. So if you're only having erisin, you come to the Rav, and you sit down at the desk, and you don't even know, who's even need, that's not tabi, who's even need a Rav to get married? You sit down, you have two witnesses, and the chassan gives the kala to bas. You sit down, you have a photographer, what do you have to stand for? And mikar adin, the bracha should be said sitting down. Nisuin is a davar shabbi kedusha. It has to be done with 10 people. You have to have 10 people for nisuin. When you do nisuin, you make the birchas nisuin, you need 10. When you need 10 people, it's davar shabbi kedusha, you must stand. So mikar adin, erisin should be sitting.
When you make Birchas Mazon with a
Mazon? No, that's Birchas Mazon. There's a different set of rules. You sit down. Birchas Mazon is sitting. It's a Suda, you sit. But when it comes to Kiddushin, they go back in Tamei Chazal. When they made Kiddushin, they sat for Kiddushin. When they came back a year later for Nisun, they made the Birchas Erisin, they stood. And that's the way it should be done. Big that Bizman has that we do everything with Basachas. And anyway, we're going to stand for the Nisuin. The Minug became where we do the Erisin standing also. It's not a normal thing. What? The seven brachas. No, the seven brachas. And the chuppah. The fact that you're under a chuppah, the chuppah, and the seven brachas, that's called Nisuin. That's Nisuin. But the tabas, that's Erisin. So when we go to a wedding and the Masada Kedushin is standing and he says the Birchas Erisin, the Masada Kedushin, he gets the Birchas Erisin. That's when you say Yimchum Exid Kedushin, you're giving him the Birchas Erisin. He gets the Birchas Erisin. That's the Masada Kedushin. That's the most chashva thing. He gets the Birchas Erisin. And the Chosin standing, the Kal standing, and he's standing, you should know, that's not Mekar Hadin. That's not the way it was meant to be. The way it was meant to be was there should just be no chuppah. Get rid of the chuppah. You sit down inside the kedushin, and everyone should be sitting. Nisuin, you got to stand because that you need 10 people for the sheva brachas under the chuppah. You got to stand, and therefore everyone has to be standing. Being that bezman hazel, we do it bevas achas. The meaning became everything is done standing. That's true for the chosan, kala, mesader, kedushin, and the sheva brachas. What about the audience? The audience. Do they stand or sit? So in America, what do we all do?
Sit.
In Eretz Yisrael, by the Haredim, what do? They stand. They stand. They stand. They stand. Who is really right? The Eretz Yisrael, they're right. That's what it appears. They're supposed to stand. It's a Dover Shabbi Kedusha. The same way the Mesader Kedushin is supposed to be standing for, the ones who make the brachas are supposed to be standing. It appears, maybe I'm totally wrong, but the way he presents it over here is that Me'ikar Hadin, really the people should be standing for the brachas, for the Sheva brachas, and that's what they do in Eretz Yisrael. They stand for the brachas. For whatever reason, in America, we don't. We sit for the one who makes the bracha stands.
It has more to do with the inside or the outside. If you're outside, it's hard to bring chairs. If you're inside, it's hard.
It doesn't make a difference. It's a davar shabbi kedusha. A davar, the same way the one who makes the bracha must stand, the participants who are not necessary in order to be mashlam the minyan must be standing. Why do we sit? That's the minhag. The minhag is we sit. I don't know. That's how it is. Not going to change. That's how it is. But these are some of the fascinating issues. I hope you enjoyed it. We'll stop over here.